Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nainanam Hangsing. The Five Tribes Committee has expressed strong disappointment over the Nagaland government's recent clarification on the formation of the Reservation Review Commission. The committee criticized the Chief Secretary's statement asking civil society organizations, CSOs, to nominate credible and qualified members for the commission, saying that it goes against their main demand of total exclusion of CSOs, including office bearers or any nominees. Stating that if this is the outcome of the state cabinet meeting held on August 18, the committee said it amounts to an insult to the collective intelligence of the five tribes. Reaffirming their August 9 resolution, the committee urged the government to give a positive response without further delay. They also confirmed that their decision to not participate in any state government meetings or programs will continue under further notice. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA's vice presidential candidate CP Radhakrishnan will file his nomination today. All NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. Meanwhile, opposition India Bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as its candidate for the vice presidential election. We have a report.
The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Tomorrow is last day of filing nominations for the office of vice president. The scrutiny of the nominations will take place on the 22nd August, while the nominations can be withdrawn by 25th of this month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar, who tendered his resignation last month, citing health reasons. This will be the 17th vice presidential election. The vice president is elected by an electoral college, which consists of the members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Mr. Modi received Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Yi handed over a message, an invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit being held in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi welcomed the steady and positive progress in bilateral ties since his meeting with President Xi in Kazan last year, guided by mutual respect, mutual interest and mutual sensitivity, including the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. He thanked President Xi for the invitation to the SCO summit and conveyed his acceptance. The Lok Sabha has passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025. Moving the bill yesterday, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said the bill will further amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. He said the bill seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important center of the northeastern region of the country. Mr. Pradhan said it was a long-standing demand of people of the region.
जो हमारी पूर्वोत्तर की एक मुख्य केंद्र है नॉर्थ ईस्ट की नर पॉइंट है गुवाहाटी गुवाहाटी में मैं संसद में सरकार की ओर से एक बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी एजुकेशन इंस्टीट्यूशन इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ मैनेजमेंट की एक नई ब्रांच खोलने के लिए इस पवित्र संसद की अनुमति लेने के लिए आया हूँ आईएएम जैसे इंस्टीट्यूशन तो जो नॉर्थ ईस्ट के स्टूडेंट्स की बहुत दिनों से मांग थी
He said a financial grant of 550 crore rupees has been allocated for IIM Guwahati. The minister highlighted that 21 IIMs are presently working in the country and they have become a brand. He said there has been a demand of IIMs in foreign countries also and IIM Dubai campus will be opened from next month. The bill was passed without discussion amid opposition uproar over the SIR issue. World Humanitarian Day was observed yesterday at Duck Lane Panchayat Hall under the theme Strengthening Global Solidarity and Empowering Local Communities. In her address, Councillor of the Kohima Municipal Council, Kajili Tungoi, stressed the importance of timely health-seeking behaviour among women, urging the community to overcome stigma and shame that hinder early medical intervention. Program Officer at FPA India, Vingo Sanyo Katso, shared alarming statistics revealing that cervical cancer claims a life every 90 seconds globally and is the second leading cause of death among Indian women aged 15 to 44. The event also saw the launch of an IEC campaign and cervical screening program targeting all KMC women councillor wards aimed at boosting awareness, screening and vaccine uptake against cervical cancer. And India Meteorological Department has forecast that isolated heavy rainfall is likely to continue over Nagaland and other northeastern states for the next 7 days. Thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and heavy rain are very likely to occur at isolated places in Kohima, Kifre and Zuniboto today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.